President Trump is addressing the nation this evening about security at the southern border and his promise to build a wall. A dispute over wall funding has stalled 7 spending bills and shut down a portion of the government. This week, Trump has been floating the idea of building the wall using military construction dollars. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin says Senator Lisa Murkowski is not on board with that.
Murkowski sits on the Appropriations Committee. That's the one that writes the spending bills. More specifically, she sits on the subcommittee that writes the military construction bill. She says the money in that bill was allocated for important projects and should not be diverted to build a wall.
I have very serious concerns about why we would be seeking to take funding from those accounts that we have already identified as enhancing our national security.
If Congress and the president can't agree on Homeland Security funding, Murkowski says they should at least pass the other spending bills.
You don't need to hold hostage the Interior bill, the Financial Services bill, the Transportation, Housing, Urban Development bills.
Democratic leaders have said that, too. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's not bringing any spending bill to the floor unless the president agrees to it. Some Republican senators are breaking ranks. Murkowski says there's no point in wasting time on a bill the president will veto.
And to have people who are hardworking individuals who are either furloughed or working and not certain when they're going to see their next paycheck. I don't want us to go through a series of failed exercises and leaving these people continuing to worry.
About 5,700 Alaskans are employed by the federal government in the departments that are unfunded. By the Washington Post's calculation, that's more per capita than any other state, not counting the District of Columbia. Some of those Alaskans are on social media trading tips about which lenders are offering leniency and which companies provide payday loans at low rates. Mike Ottenwiller is a meteorologist and the regional chair for the Weather Service Employees Union. This isn't his first shutdown, but Ottenwiller says this one could break the record for the longest if it stretches beyond 21 days.
As we approach that mark, I think we kind of are starting to move into unprecedented territory, uncharted waters. And so there's a heightened level of anxiety with each day that passes.
The National Weather Service has to put out the forecasts, so most employees are working, and unless the shutdown ends soon, they're just about to reach their first missed payday. Ottenwiller says Weather Service employees tend to plan ahead and do their math, so most of the union members he's talked to have a household rainy day fund.
I think for a while everyone's got somewhat of a buffer in place.
Ottenwiller says they're focused on the work and trying not to worry about what happens if the shutdown outlasts their savings. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.